book of Galatians, chapter 3, and verse 1. Paul is speaking to the Galatians, and he says, "O foolish Galatians, who hath bewitched you, that ye should not obey the truth, before whose eyes Jesus Christ has been evidently set forth crucified among you." Now that word bewitch has to do with something false, something fake, very fake. Bewitched you. Who hath bewitched you? Who has faked you out? Another scripture here in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 1 and 2. Notice what Paul says to the church at Thessalonica. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 verses 1 and 2. He says, "Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, and by our gathering together unto him." In other words, he's talking about the rapture here, and they were worried about being in the seven-year tribulation. Now notice what he says in verse 2, "that ye be not soon shaken in mind, or be troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter as from us, as that day of Christ is at hand." Don't let people fake you out or bewitch you. He says, even if somebody comes and tells you, they troubled you, they tell you by word or by even by letter, don't believe them, because if you read on, church, there's got to be a falling away first. And of course, we're in that. But the man of sin, the Antichrist, has not been revealed yet. I want to give you those scriptures because there's a lot of things going on today, and it's called fake news. Fake news. And in way of introduction, there's a few of the media outlets that are pretty good, but most of them are not. All the time, they're giving you fake news. Now, we know they don't like our president. I recognize that, and I accept that. But the point is that fake news is to get to the people that they will believe something false. Something else in way of introduction here. Look on your computer sometime. Those of you that have one, the first thing you put on when you open it, you'll see something there on the screen, and most of the time it's fake news. Sometimes it's by picture. Sometimes it's by words. As the Apostle Paul says, sometimes it's by a letter. But don't believe everything that you hear and watch, because most of the time the media is fake news. And when I saw this, I said, I want to bring a message entitled Fake News. Fake News Media. First of all, and you'll get what I'm going, the direction I'm going here in just a moment. Fake news. There's on your screen an alert. And I call it fake news alert. Number one, we have a fake gospel. We have a fake gospel. Don't believe everything that you hear. Over here in Galatians chapter 1, verses 6 through 8, Paul says, "I marvel that ye are so soon removed from him that called you unto the grace of Christ unto another gospel, which is not another, but there be some that troubled you." There's your fake news. "And would pervert the gospel of Christ." There's your fake. "But though we," watch it now, "or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed." Now notice what he says in verse 9. "As we said before, say I now again, if any man," preacher, "any man preach any other gospel unto you that ye have received, let him be accursed." There's a fake gospel out there, church. I want to remind you in here, and I know most of you know this already, but there's only one way to be saved. There's only one way to be born again, and that's by the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. Anything else is a fake gospel. And I want you to be alerted to that, that there's only one way to get to heaven. Nobody is saved by a creed. You know, you can say the Apostles' Creed front and backwards from the top to the bottom, start from the bottom up and die and go to hell without Christ. There's a lot of folks that believe that they know the Apostles' Creed, that that's going to get them to heaven. There are some churches, the first thing they do when the people stand up is say the Apostles' Creed. I want you to know that may be good, the Apostles' Creed, but it's not going to save anybody. And if they teach that it does, that's fake news. Not going to get anybody to heaven. You're not saved by a creed. You're not saved by the church. I want you to know, I know we have a good church here, but I want to tell you that being a member of Ridge Memorial Baptist Church may be a good thing, but it's not going to get you to heaven. If somebody says you're saved by the church, that's fake. It's not the truth. You're not saved by the creek. You're not saved by your baptism. I run into a lot of people. I say, have you been saved? Well, I was baptized in such and such a church. I want you to know your baptism will never wash away your sins. It's a good thing to be baptized if you're saved. But if anybody teaches that you got to be baptized in order to be saved, that is fake news. You'll never be able to get to heaven by any other gospel but the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. There's a lot of people that say, I'm saved by my religion. But religion is a tool of the devil. If a person says, my religion is the way to heaven, fake news alert. Ain't going to get you to heaven. Amen? Let me show you somebody that had some fake news in their life in Matthew chapter 7. And you'll see it too when I read it. Here's a fake news alert, and they didn't catch the alert. In Matthew chapter 7, starting with verse 21. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works. They were bewitched. They were fooled. They were faked out. Because notice what Jesus says in verse 23. And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. A fake gospel will send a person to hell quicker than anything. So I want to remind you in here, those of you that have been saved, and maybe everybody in here is saved, but if you've got another way or you're trusting in another way to get to heaven outside the blood of Jesus Christ, if you're trusting in your good life, if you're trusting in being a good person, if you're trusting in your church or what somebody has told you and it's outside of the blood of Jesus Christ, that is fake news. It is the fake gospel. A person that trusts anything but the blood of Jesus Christ will go to hell. Amen. Fake news. Another alert. We've got fake news alert about Calvinism. You say, what is that? They say God is a selective God. Now, it is sweeping this country. I talked the other day to the pastor up in Illinois where I'm going to go preach in about a month, his revival. And I want you to know, he said, it's sweeping up north also. This thing of a selective God, it is fake news. Amen. It is fake. And I want to always alert you in here and give you a news alert that a person will get to heaven if they trust Christ, but Jesus wants to save everybody. Amen. This thing is sweeping our country. In other words, they're saying that God picks out who he wants to save. God is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Amen. Now, I don't know about you. If I were to look in a dictionary, Brother Robert, what all means, I believe it means all. Amen. All means all. Everybody means everybody. I want you to know the Bible also says in 1 Timothy 2:4, who would have all men, not some, to be saved and to come unto the knowledge of the truth. Not only that, 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 9, the Bible says that the Lord is not slack concerning his promises, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that what? Any should perish, but that what? All should come to repentance. That's fake news. This bunch of Baptists that are going around saying that we belong to that group, we were handpicked by God to be saved, and if God wants us to pick out some of the children in the church to go to hell, it's up to him. God's not willing that any person in this room go to hell. It's fake news. Something else, number three, fake news alert. Bring your baby to the front of the church and we'll sprinkle it and all the sins will be gone. That's fake, amen? It's a dirty lie. I want you to know there's some preachers and some churches that'll have them bring your baby up forward and the preacher will put a little bit of oil on the forehead or a little bit of, sprinkle it, a little bit of water on them and say their sins are gone. That's a lie. Person wants to dedicate their child to the Lord, I'll go ahead and do that. But I want you to know that baby cannot be saved until that baby becomes old enough to become accountable for their sins. Let me tell you something. You can go ahead and sprinkle that little baby, carry it back to the pew, and all of a sudden that baby wake up and start screaming and mess up the whole service. Amen? I'm trying to say that that's a fake. That baby has still got a nature, amen? And watch it when that baby grows up to about, 14, 15 years old, that baby will grow up being a teenager and tell you, Mom and Dad, shut up. Amen? If I did that to my dad, I'd have got a right hook, though, amen? But I want you to know that we're living in a time when folks are teaching false doctrine. Children must be born again. They must be saved. A child must realize they are a sinner. And that's why we're careful. When a child comes forward in this church, we make sure they know they are a sinner. We make sure they know they are lost. Because you can't get a child saved until they realize they are a sinner. Right. Amen? That's fake news. This thing about sprinkling a baby. I'm so sick and tired of false religion that is sweeping our country. This is an old one, though. It's been around a long, long time. And it's not just Catholics that do it. There's some other religions that pull that same mess, and it's fake news. Right. Something else. Fake news alert. Here it is. Every person needs an earthly man in order to reach God and have your sins forgiven. Amen? In other words, here's the fake news. You got to confess your sins, go to a confessional booth, and confess your sins to another sinner. Amen? I want you to know that's fake. You don't have to confess your sins to another sinner. Amen? I want you to know, I can't understand that. Here, a person goes to a confessional booth, talks about his personal life to another sinner, and he's got to hear it, and all of a sudden, maybe he gets excited because somebody's having sex outside of marriage. Amen? You say, what are you getting at? I'm trying to tell you that you do not have to confess your sins to another man. If you have been saved, the Bible says there's one mediator between God and man, the man, Christ Jesus. Mark chapter 2 and verse 7, the Bible says, who can forgive sins? Only God can forgive sin. A man does not have the authority. A man does not have the right. God did not call another man to forgive another man's sins or another woman's sins. Only God is one we can go to, and he will forgive us of our sins. But only God can do that. Amen? Amen. Glory to God. Other than that, fake news, fake religion, fake gospel. Fake forgiver is what I call that. A fake man. Any man that says that he's got the power to get you to God is a fake. Let me tell you something. I'll be glad to pray with you anytime you're in sin. But I can't forgive your sin. Only God can do that. Amen. Fake news alert. You ready? I feel I'm better than she is in the church. Or I feel I'm better than he is. Fake news alert. You ain't no better than anybody else. Amen. There ain't a man, there's not a woman in this room that's better than anybody else. If you got what you deserve, if I got what I deserve, we'd go to hell. The Bible says in Romans 6:23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. I say it again and again and again, but everybody at Ridge Memorial Baptist Church is needed. Everybody at Ridge Memorial Baptist Church is a somebody. Everybody at Ridge Memorial Baptist Church is a sinner. Everybody at Ridge Memorial Baptist Church is as important as the one sitting next to you. We're all saved by the grace of God. We're all saved by the blood of Jesus Christ. We're not going to handpick anybody in here and say you're more important than the one sitting next to you. Everybody in this room is needed. Everybody in this room is wanted. And if you think you're better than anybody in this church, it's fake. God loves everybody, and we need everybody. Amen. Everybody is a somebody in this church. Number six. I went out of order here because I've added this. Here it is. Number six. Here's fake news. Fake news alert. Holding out faithful to the end. You got to do that to be saved. Amen. That's a lie. That is fake. First of all, you didn't do anything to get it. When you got saved, you didn't do a stinking thing to get it. You didn't do a thing to earn it. If you think you could hold out faithful to the end, I want you to know that's fake. Fake news alert. If you think you can hold out to the end and get to heaven, you probably ain't ever got it. Amen? Because nobody in here is going to be good enough to get to heaven. Nobody in here has done enough works to get to heaven. And if you could, the Bible says our righteousnesses are as a filthy rag. Amen? This stuff about holding out faithful to the end. Who's going to do that? Ain't nobody in here going to do that because nobody in here is got that in them. Nobody in here can hold out faithful to the end because we've got too much sin and too much temptation in this life. I thank God that he is holding out faithful to the end for every man and every woman in this room. If anybody's holding out, it's God that's doing it for us. You didn't do a stinking thing to get yourself saved. You didn't do a thing to earn it. You didn't do enough works to deserve it. If you got what you deserve, then I got what I deserve. We'd go to hell in here. So if you're saved this morning, give the praise and honor to God because he's the one that did it. Amen? All right. Fake news alert. The Supreme Court has approved that same-sex marriage is okay. Fake news. You may see it on your television, but it's fake news. God never intended for a man to marry a man or a woman to marry a woman. It's fake news. I'm sick and tired of this Adam and Steve stuff. Or this Adam and Bill stuff, or this Adam and Henry stuff. I was thinking here, some words that rhyme with Steve. If a person marries another man, it's Adam and Grieve. Amen? Or it's Adam and Deceived. Amen? I want you to know, church, that the Bible tells us to be fruitful and to multiply. There ain't no way two men can be fruitful and multiply. They might be fruitful. Amen? There ain't no way that two men can multiply or two women can multiply. It is not God's plan. Now, if a person's a homosexual, now watch what I'm going to tell you. We love him. But I want you to know their sin is an abomination of God. That's what the Bible calls it. An abomination of God. And their sin can only be changed by the shed blood of Jesus Christ. They can be saved. Amen. Anybody want to woo that one? Amen. They can be saved. But I want you to know there's a lot of homosexuals that got born again. And all of a sudden their lifestyle began to change. I want you to know, I was thinking last night when I woke up. Lori got out of bed this morning before me. But yesterday, when I was putting this message together, I was laying in my back and I woke up and I looked to my right. I said, thank God she's a woman. Amen. I wake up in the morning, Brother Carl, I want a woman next to me. One that God gave me. Amen. That wife, I'd say she don't know what I'm thinking, but sometimes, boy, she sure looks pretty even in the morning. Amen. Even without makeup. Amen. You say, what do you say? I'm saying that's the way it's supposed to be. That's the way a man's supposed to think. Amen. You can applaud it if you want to. Amen. So sick and tired of this stuff. I don't know what in the world is so fake. What a man sees in another man. I mean, I'm looking at all you men in here. I love you. You ain't very pretty, amen? That's right, brother. You don't want that either, do you? I like the way our ladies in here, at least our wives, they shave their legs. Hey, you know, maybe some of these queers shave their legs. I don't know. It's still going to look bad to me anyway, amen? This ain't very nice, but he's got a part that I'm not interested in, amen? That's not in my notes. I won't cost you an extra offering. Amen? I'm saying there the way God's got this thing worked out, a woman has got the parts that a man wants, and a man has the parts that a woman wants. That's the way God made it. That's the way God designed it. And anything else is abomination of God. Well, glory. Thank God for the blood of Jesus Christ. I'm so thankful that we hadn't got fooled and misled in this church, because you're going to see fake news on your television that the Supreme Court has okayed it and it's all right in their eyes if same sex gets married. I want you to know it's fake news. God never did and never will approve it. Amen. They go ahead and get some kind of liberal, I wouldn't call him a preacher, some kind of liberal perverted preacher to perform something like that. It's not worth the name on the piece of paper in God's eyes. God will never bless a union like that. Fake news alert. The Supreme Court says abortion has been approved. News alert. Killing babies is wrong. Killing babies is murder. Amen? You say, what are you getting at? I'm saying, I don't care what the Supreme Court votes on. If they're right with God, fine. But if they're wrong with God, I'm going to stand up and preach it. Amen? They're beginning to say now preachers that get up and preach against stuff like this, they're going to take away their tax ID number or take away their tax exemption. We ain't got one. I checked it out. This church don't have one. They can't tell me what to do. They can try. They can't take anything away from us. Amen. We have maybe an ID number, but we don't have a tax exemption. It's never been at Ridge Memorial Baptist Church, but we don't buy enough stuff to worry about taxes anyway. Amen. I'm trying to say that killing babies is murder, and then Planned Parenthood, what are they doing now? They're selling baby parts. That's wicked to me. First of all, they murder the baby. And then they turn around for profit and sell the parts of a baby. Yeah. Amen. That's horrible. Yeah. It's wicked. Do what, Brother Carl? Amen, bro. That's a wicked, dirty, ungodly sin to sell the parts of a baby after they murdered the child. You say, preacher, you're not very nice. Thank you. I'm against this stuff. I'm against same-sex marriage, and I am against the Supreme Court that voted that abortion has been approved. I hope one day they'll overturn that thing. Amen. It's fake news. And God never approved because it's fake. Who hath bewitched you, I'd like to tell them. Who hath bewitched you and faked you out? Something else. Fake news alert. God changed your flesh when you got saved. In other words, when you got saved, God took away the old nature and put in you the new nature. I want you to know that's a lie out of the pit of hell. When a man gets saved or a woman gets saved, God puts the new nature coupled with the old nature. You have two natures inside of you. And don't ever get up and say, boy, when I got saved, I'm a new person. And you are to a certain degree, but you still have to battle the old nature. I'll prove it to you. You say, I only have the new nature. Have you cussed in the last 10 days? Now, maybe some of you did, but I bet you most of you in here, I'm not going to ask you to raise your hands, so don't worry. I'm trying to prove it's fake news. Everybody in this room has a tendency sometimes to lose their temper and maybe say a bad word. It just can't be helped. I wish we could always stop it, but it's in us. That old nature is still there. And the reason why you don't cuss like you used to, it may slip out, but you don't cuss like you used to, is because you also have the new nature. Y'all with me so far? This won't cost you any extra. I'm talking about fake news alert. God didn't change you, your old nature. He added a new one inside of you. You lost your temper, that prove it. Let me tell you guys something. I think I know you. But think about since you've been saved. If some hoochie-coochie girl can run by you like that, half naked, I know you don't look. I know you love your wife so much that you probably do that if she's with you. But look how quiet it got it. Yeah? Hey, man. I know you, man. You're normal. That don't make it right when we sin. But you let a little hoochie-coochie watch by half naked and tight pants or short shorts or some way showing a half of her body there. It's a nature of a man to look. It's not right. I'm not endorsing it. But you still have the old nature. Y'all with me so far? Like I said a couple nights ago, don't fool me about going to the beach. Summertime is coming. You say, well, just me and my wife are going to the beach, and I'm only going to look at her. You dirty liar, you. Put some blinders on your husband, amen? Amen. Now, you teenagers in here that are single there, I know you laughing, and you say, man, he's right, but I'm talking about these old fogies in here, amen? You still have an old nature there, and it's not good, amen? Amen. I'm trying to tell. Amen. Oh, boy. All right, Brother Jesse. I'm trying to tell you there that it's just something about. Now, let me go to the women for just a moment. You say, well, I go around, I'm going to dress like I want. Preacher, if I go around half naked and I go to Walmart, I'll make a prayer out of that man if I go to Walmart. And you will. He'll go around like this hoping that he get his prayers answered because you're going around as a half-naked Baptist. But I'm going to tell you something, ladies. If you're here and you've been saved, don't give me that bunch of garbage. If he was right with God, he wouldn't look. Amen. I'm trying to tell you, it don't make any difference how old the guy is. He's got an old nature inside of him. He may not mess with that woman, but I guarantee you that he's going to be tempted to look. That's right, amen. That's good preaching. Look, I don't like to preach on that stuff, but I guarantee you one thing is fake news. Fake news alert. Your old nature is still there, amen. I guess I could use the old horn cussing illustration I've used many times, but when you're going down that highway and that person pulls in front of you and you have to slam on your brakes, when you start honking that horn, honk, 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 I wonder which nature is going to raise up. Well, the new nature says, well, God bless you. It's okay. No, the old nature, when you're honking that thing, you're saying you're dirty, good for nothing, son of a bricker-bracker. Why did you do that for? You almost caused me a wreck. Amen? I wonder which one is the truth there. I guarantee you got two natures. But I'm proving, fake news alert, you can't trust the old nature that you have a new nature that will help you. Amen? Some of you in this room, you were trying to decide, I wonder if I ought to miss church today. That's the old nature. But the new nature won. You're here. Amen? There's some of you in here in this room, you woke up and you were just trying to justify. Some of you men, some of you women, trying to justify. How can we be right and miss church? The old nature was telling you, stay in, relax, watch television, just take it easy, go out to eat somewhere, don't worry about Ridge Memorial Baptist Church. But no, the new nature got you going this morning, and you got your clothes on. You came to the house of God. You're here this morning, and I thank God many times the new nature wins. Amen. Well, amen. All right. I've been giving you some news alerts, fake news alerts. Breaking news coming from network. WORD. The word, amen? I want you to know breaking news or news alert. Here's the good one. You're saved by the grace of God. Jesus Christ died on the cross for your sins and for my sins. He died. He paid it all at the cross at Calvary. Jesus paid it all that every man and every woman could be saved. You say, Brother Paul, but you don't know what I've done. Jesus will take you just like you are. Just like you are when you got saved. He took you like you were. News alert. He'll save anybody. You don't have to go to hell for anybody. If you've been born again, you're washed in the shed blood of Jesus Christ. Remember the day you got saved, how he took you and he saved you. Your sins were washed away by the blood of Jesus Christ. The sins that you have committed in your life. You say, I just can't believe God was that good to me. I got news alert. He was. He saved you. If you're here today and you've never been saved, I don't care what you've done in your life, you can be saved. Every sin you've ever done can be washed away. You say, preacher, but you don't know how terrible my sins are. All of our sins are terrible, but thank God for the blood of Jesus Christ. He'll take you and he will save you. He will set you free. Your name will be written down in the Lamb's Book of Life. That's the best news that I could give you. Ain't nothing fake about that. It's a news alert. It's a spiritual news alert. You can be saved by the grace of God. God loves you. He sets you free. He'll set you free. You will be a brand new creature. He'll put a new temptation inside of you. You'll have the old, but you'll have the new. You will have some help to be able to go on with the rest of your life and know that you're going to go to heaven when you die. Thank God for the blood of Jesus Christ. Thank God that I'm saved. Thank God for the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. Woo, glory. Thank God I'm saved. I'm glad I'm on the winning side. And I'm glad you're on the winning side. That's not fake news. That's a news alert. That's spiritual. And you're guaranteed to go to heaven when you die. Amen. Thank God for the blood. Amen. Oh, let me just throw news alert. You say, preacher, I've sinned this past week. Well, everybody probably has. But here's the news alert. If we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. You can have every sin you've done this week under the blood of Jesus Christ. Isn't that good? Fake news alert. There ain't nothing fake about that. That's a news alert that you can count on, and you know that God loves you and he'll forgive you no matter what you've done. Amen? Amen. So if God spoke to your heart, I hope you got something out of that. You come forward. If you sin, ask God to forgive you. Amen? But if you're not saved, you come on. Amen? Let's pray.